Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse. I'm Lori Richliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is the place to be.
You know, Lori, this is a lot of fun. These sayings have been around for a long time, and it's real interesting to hear where they came from.
Mm-hmm. Some of the little antidotes.
Yeah, the little antidotes here and there. This next one is, who wishes to travel far spares his steed.
Well, that can be really taken to a lot to, today's day and age.
Right.
That was when it was more with the horses. And the fact is, if you ran your horse to your next destination, you can, you won't just wear him out. You can, hurt him. And so it's kind of the same type of thought of take your time to get where you want to go.
Right.
And that's,
Don't rush into things.
Think about it first.
Yes. Let's see. Who does that sound like?
I have no idea what you're speaking of.
Yes. We just rush here and rush there and rush here and rush there and nothing ever gets done.
It does get done. Just quickly.
It does not.
Just quickly.
No, you get 1,000 things started and nothing finished.
And that's why I have minions. My minions help me.
Nope. Jessica Miller is not going to be there every day to help you.
She does a dang good job with it, though.
She came out in the barn the other night. She had on that red jacket like you and she put your hat on and I swore it was you walking down the barn aisle.
I know. That's determination for you.
That's a little bit scary out there.
And
if you're going on a long ride with your horse and you start off at this fast gallop, you may find out that you've burned your horse out before you reach your destination.
Slow and steady wins the race. Oh, my.
Be
the tortoise.
Not the hare.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay.
I love this one.
That's this one.
The buyer needs 100 eyes, the seller not one.
That's the truth. You've got to really, the buyer, you're on the hook here.
Yep. Buyer beware.
That is the truth, because also we usually have rose-colored glasses. We're looking at, say, a new horse.
Right.
Or a new thing in life.
And we're looking at it emotionally.
Mm. And it doesn't matter if you're looking at it or the horse or perhaps even a new job opportunity. You think, wow, oh, wait, the grass is always greener.
On the other side. Take your time to look at it. Now, this came from, back in days when, many horse dealers are honest folks these days. And they rely on word of mouth advertising to stay in business. They often take a lot of time to match up riders with the perfect horse. But in bygone days, horse traders had a reputation of sharp dealing and unscrupulous methods.
Because it's kind of like, they wanted us, it was more means of travel. So they just kind of wanted to sell these horses to get on.
Correct. And they would do whatever it took just to sell them. Unfortunately, though, in today's day and age, there are still some dishonest sellers out there, especially on the internet.
Yep. So buyer beware.
The internet is like the Wild West of today.
It is. It's kind of crazy.
There's really very few guidelines, very few sheriffs in town that are running around making people do what they're supposed to. You need to make sure that you check out everything.
We see this a lot, actually, in social media when they're selling objects online, for instance. You'll see them. They'll sell like, oh, I'm selling a saddle or something. You pay them money and they never send you the saddle.
Right. Or you pay for something that you see in the picture and when it gets there, it's not quite
what
the
you want.
Same.
Exactly. So, buyer beware.
Yeah, beware. It's like, we've taken pictures for a long time of horses. And, Arabs, one of the big things they want is a dishy face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take the picture at the right angle, you can make a horse look like it has a dishier head than it actually does.
It's just all about the angle.
Right. So you need to make sure that the photos are correct. Ask for the videos. And like we've always said, when you're buying a horse, get a vet check.
And it's also worth a plane trip to see it if it's a long distance.
If you're going to spend any money on a horse and it's traveling a distance, spend that couple hundred or $500, get that plane ticket and go look at the horse in person.
Yep.
Don't just buy it off the video or the photo or that internet ad.
You've got to have a lot of eyes and the seller doesn't even need one.
Nope, they don't need one. They just need an emotional buyer to open that wallet and write that check.
Oh my, this kind of hits home. You're not a rider unless you've fallen off 7 times. Wow.
The similar to another saying is fall 7 times, get up 8, which is to say learn from experience and get back on the horse.
Ah, okay. So this actually has a lot of things to do. It's not just with horses. It has also to do with life.
Right.
So life may kick you in the pants.
You're like very philosophical today.
Aren't I? That's really good.
It's awful early in the morning to be philosophical.
It's got to be the coffee.
It's got to be.
It's got to be the coffee.
It must be a good cup of coffee.
It's a good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yes. No, think about that, though. You always have to, it may kick you when you're down, but you always have to get yourself up. And the sooner you start to get back to your rhythm, the easier it is.
It could be that they use the number 7 because it's probably significant because 7 is regarded in many cultures as a lucky number.
Ooh, numerology.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because we do the same thing. It's when we get a young rider that falls off for the first time, the first thing we do is go over and make sure that they're all in one piece and that there's, you know, they dust them off. And
usually the horse is like two steps away looking at him going, he's
like,
on the ground.
What are you doing on the ground? Mm-hmm. And, you know, dust them off and put them back up on the horse. It's for a number of reasons. One is you don't let that fear of falling build.
No.
And get, you know, if you go wait a week or so before you get on that horse, you're going to really think about it.
We don't want trauma induced.
Correct.
So what we want to do is we want to nip it in the bud. And there's actually scientific proof that if you put a rider back up, as long as they're fine, you know, everything's good, you put them back up, the actual motion of the horse releases endorphins and gets them out of that fetal position where they, you know, they panic and so they tighten down. But just the passive movement of riding on the horse relaxes the rider even and starts to calm them down. They start to breathe, and that's where we work from there.
You know, and it's funny. We've kind of made a joke out of it at Richlandle Farms. When our students fall off, they're awarded a bendy pony.
A bendy pony.
Because they, you know, knock on wood, they're not really hurt. They may be a little bit sore. It means they bend and don't break.
Mm-hmm.
And the pony.
So it's a little tiny pony thing.
That,
looks like a Gumby.
Looks like a, what is that? Pokey.
Pokey.
It looks like a pokey, but it's just a little bendy pony. They come in three different colors.
Mm-hmm.
They get to pick the color that they want, usually fairly close to the color of the horse that they fell off of. And then we'll take a pen and write the horse's name on the side of the bendy pony.
Yes.
And we tell them that you don't want to collect a herd.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple riders that have a herd.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that they're not good riders. It means
some like bendy ponies.
Yeah. I think they may just like the bendy ponies. And if they're just jumping off the horse, they don't get the bendy pony.
Right, right.
But no, it's it just shows that we have some riders out there that are willing to try new things.
Yes.
You know, and there's always a reward at the end of it. And the reward may not be the sudden thud on the ground. It could be that nice little bendy pony.
Exactly. And you could look at it and say, okay, well, that I got it now. I got it. So it kind of just puts a little humor twist on it.
You know, another one that's used in horses is a smooth sea never made a skillful sailor.
Oh, well, we see this all the time. We see with our horses. I've got some horses that aren't a big challenge to anyone. I mean, honestly, you could put, you know, anyone on them, and they just do everything. And then you have those that are a little bit more challenging.
Like the difference between Apples and Petunia.
Correct. Apples is a good girl, and Apples will take you around and really not make a mistake. Petunia's like, all right, we're good to, hey, what's that?
Right.
And, and you're like, Petunia, come back. All right.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a good thing. Remember that the perfect horse has never made a horseman.
No, you have to. I would say, actually, it's kind of the opposite. I would say the most difficult horses make the best riders.
Right.
It's a gift, honestly.
It's the same thing. It's like, and it doesn't mean that you're going to take a brand new rider and put it on the roughest horse that you have and the most unruly.
That's not going to work.
No, you want the perfect horse for that beginning rider.
And then you challenge them.
So you can work on them. And as their experience increases, then you give them more challenging horses to ride.
And it's like as an expert and as a, you know, a trainer and a behavioralist, as I've come across, what I really like is I like the challenge because that makes me better.
And then the next one is a good horse is never a bad color.
No, that's true.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they'll pick horses according to their color. And a horse's color has nothing to do with it. They'll tell you that, you know, chestnut mares are often thought to be moody and temperamental.
Well,
they're talking about redheaded women, not chestnut horses.
For every
moody chestnut horse comes a calm chestnut.
That's true.
Horse.
That's just, you know, just a saying.
Don't pick your horse according by its color. And then the last one is hang a horseshoe over the door for good luck.
Okay.
Now, this one came from, it's a superstition. It's probably from the beliefs because horseshoes have seven holes.
Okay.
And seven is regarded as a lucky number. They're made of iron, which has the quality of strength, and they are associated with horses and donkeys, both of whom have been revered through the ages. So horseshoes have come to mean good luck.
Okay.
You know, and it's there's also a legend from the Middle Ages about a blacksmith named Dunstan. Dunstan was visited by the devil in his blacksmith shop. The devil wanted Dunstan to make him shoes, but Dunstan refused and beat the devil, making him promise never to enter a place where a horseshoe hung over the door. To prevent luck from running out, the horseshoe must be hung toe down.
Toe down.
Toe down. So that the edges go up so the luck doesn't run out. But then other cultures say it should be hung toe up. So depending who you are, decide which way you want to hang your toes.
Or just have two horseshoes.
Horseshoes, one in
going,
each direction.
Yeah, one going down, one going up. One of them is right, and we will be ready for that.
Well, you know, Lori, that was a fun segment, but we've run out of time. So we're going to take one last break and come back and wrap the show up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Birchwood Psychological Center offers holistic, personal, and innovative counseling. Birchwood Psychological Center is here to help you face challenging situations or to help you move your life in a new direction. Birchwood also offers animal-assisted therapy, which has proven to be a highly successful approach to youth counseling. Call Birchwood Psychological Center today at 643-9330, located at 115 5th Street North in Breckenridge, Minnesota. Birchwood Psychological Center, 643-9330.